Hi, Fred, how are you?
Hi, Andreas. Fine, thank you.
Cool. So what do you think of all this? You know that Chris has been releasing the Back in Time CDs, but when he told you that it's going to be a Commodore 64 disco, what was your first thought?
Long overdue. I think this should have happened years ago. It's a big project, but Chris was the man for the job. I think he's doing a great job. 3 CDs later, and he's still making profits. Can't be bad. Shows that the interest is there. And it's applause to his hard work. So it's been hard work, and it's been rewarding for all concerned. I mean, I haven't done a lot myself. I did get involved with the Batman tune. I did a MIDI file for that.
Yeah.
And I've had some say in the final arrangements, production. But Chris has done the bulk of the work. Good on you, Chris.
How's it been meeting the other composers?
Well, I've not met anyone except Martin Galway before. So, yeah, it's a big eye-opener. Yeah, some nice guys, yeah. Especially Ben Dalglish, really amicable bloke, very friendly. I mean, I don't know if I should say this on camera, but I think Rob's really shy. I don't think he should be. He's a star. I didn't realise he was so shy.
What did you tell, the kids? You have kids and they play a lot of video games, and have you played the tunes for them that you did back then?
Yes, but definitely to a sort of hilarious response. They're more interested in sort of today's music. But in the past, I mean, they've watched me work, you know, they were only little then. So today they've got their own interests. They're all grown up now.
All right.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Well, my daughter's at university, so that gives you an idea.
All right. So have you composed anything in the last maybe 10, 15 years?
Not commercially, no. I've done some songs and stuff like that, only for myself. Some jazz stuff I did for a friend. That's about it, really.
Are you going to do something with it?
Am I going to do something with it? Yeah. No, I'd like to take some sort of pleasure out of it for a change and stop doing it for money. So it's harder when you do it for money. Mm-hmm. When you have to do it to order, it's much more difficult. When you do it for the fun of it,
all right,
you can have a laugh.
So was the Commodore 64 special for you in any way?
Yeah, it was miles ahead of the other machines, wasn't it? I mean, the rivals at the time were the VIC-20 and the Spectrum. That was the old Spectrum. So it was a big step forward with sprites. It's like sort of magic almost. People have never seen sprites before, programmers even. So it was. They were very exciting days when the Commodore first came out. Even the floppy disk drive. Never seen one of those before. Believe it or not, I've never used a floppy disk until the Commodore came along. And obviously after that I had to use floppy disks as part of development, but up to that point I've never even used a floppy disk drive. So it was a very time of change, sort of, you know, big step forward. And the SID chip was first synthesizer on our computer, so again it was a breakthrough. I mean, Atari, who was sort of constantly trying to sort of outdo everybody else, was sort of looking on envious at the Commodore 64. It really did sort of knock spots off everything else. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun for everyone because there was a lot of things you could do with it. The programmers must have had a ball. The musicians certainly had a ball. Yeah.
Were you writing any music before you started to do computer music?
Just sort of blips and little jingles on the VIC-20. I wrote some VIC-20 games, that's how I got involved. So there was some music on that, but it wasn't anything to talk about.
Okay. Was it fun to compose? I know how it was normally to write music in an editor, but was it fun anyways?
Was it fun? Yeah, I suppose it was. There was a lot going on that maybe people don't know anything about, such as Band the Snatch and Cyclops, and I did some music for that and nobody ever heard. I did music for Ardidums, which nobody ever heard. I mean, yeah, there was lots of there were lots going on at Imagine when I was working at Imagine. So there was so much to do at Imagine. And then when I became freelance, there was so much to do again because I worked for different companies. And no two projects were the same. It could be anything from classical music to sort of silly little fun tunes to more sort of raunchy tunes. It varied a lot. I think the variety variety was the thing that made it interesting and fun.
So if you had to pick out one Commodore 64 tune that you're most satisfied with, if you listen to it today, and which one is your favourite?
It's got to be Mad Balls.
And
I just liked the sound of it and the feel of it. And I also liked the fact that the people who actually commissioned it hated it to bits. And I thought it was just a crazy tune. The actual the actual intro tune was just sort of so wacky, I thought. I just liked it. It's just off the wall, So, but yeah, the guys who actually commissioned it thought it was, didn't like it at all, didn't like it one bit.
Okay.
But I thought it was a buzz.
What do you think about the remixes that is all over the internet today?
I don't know really. I mean, I've heard tunes and I've heard stuff, and I think it's very personal because I think when people remix stuff, they remix it the way they want to hear it and the way they feel it should be and how they. I mean, it's not just me. I'm talking about generally speaking. They hear it the way they want to hear it and they remix it the way they want to remix it. But nobody ever hears it the way I hear it in my head, so really, they never sort of reach my sort of accolade. I'd like someone for once just to sort of hear what I heard, and rather than just do a sort of a copy or a cover, do something that was like how I would have liked to have heard it done. But I mean, that's impossible. Unless you're psychic, there's no way you can sort of imagine how I wanted that music to sound, you know?
No.
But the idea of putting Commodore tunes on synthesizers, I think, is great, you know? I think the idea of having drum tracks and all these like exotic instruments is great.
Have you ever thought of doing a remix or a new version of your own tunes?
Not really. I mean, I did get involved with Batman, so that was a little bit of a remix. But now it's a little bit of a bygone era for me. It's part of my past now. Like, I haven't done it for years. But who knows?
When will you return to the Commodore and compose like Mad Balls 3?
To the Commodore?
Yeah.
That would be impossible, I think. Don't think I've still got the drivers, let alone the time or the inclination. I mean, can you do that on the PC? Is there a piece of software to write on the PC using the SID sounds?
There's a hardware tool called SID Station. You could use that one.
Well, that sounds cool. I'll think about that.
Cool. So finally, do you have any words for all your fans out there? Any wise words?
Wise words? I don't know. I met a guy tonight who's doing freelance music, and his friend writes the software. And I said, great, it's nice that we still have that sort of level of programmers and people who can get involved. And not just have like sort of mega stars all the time. It's nice that people can start at the bottom and work their way up. And good luck to them. Yeah. Work hard. And be original. I think that's the one piece of advice, be original. Because everyone who ever wrote for the Commodore 64 was original. I think that was the key to the whole thing, the originality. No two people sound the same.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Fred. Thanks. This interview was downloaded from c64hq.com. And if you put 3 W's and a dot before that, you can go to our website and download more interviews from the BitLive event.